Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I'm your host, Bijan. We are back from a week off with a ton of great new music from Sloan, Nearly Skulls, Splitsville, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. This is Brighton, UK's own Batchy Pouch. If I mispronounce that, guys, please let me know. Until then, they will henceforth be known by their nickname, The Pouch. This is their new single, Running Around.
Apart, 'cause when I hear her,
Of course, 2020 from their latest album, Back to California, out on Spider Pop Records. That was When the Sun Goes Down. Something comforting about how their voices fit together, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. In case you didn't notice, we were off last week. Anything happened in the world while we were unplugged? Anything? Yeah, it's real quiet these days, isn't it? Anyway, we've got a great show for you today. We will be featuring music by our favorite naughty boy, Stiv Bators, including tracks from his bands Dead Boys and Lords of the New Church. We, meaning I, also took time to rewatch one of my favorite cult films, Tapeheads, from 1988. But first, let's kick off this next set with a new single from the band Ye Loy from Liverpool. We played their track Ghost of Vegas a couple weeks ago, and this one rocks just as hard. This is Poor Girl.
just take my chances, try to stay away from them, go someplace where they can't find me, just live as long as I can. You know, when they find you, bye-bye, baby.
You wanna live forever, better you than me. Who wants to see a million?
That was Live Forever from Sloan from their forthcoming album based on the bestseller that is due out in September. So far, I haven't seen any US tour dates for our Canadian friends, though they will be in Vancouver, BC in November. Yeah, I know, good for me, because I live in Seattle, but not relevant to anyone else. Sorry about that. Got a little excited there. Before that, we had Jeff Palmer with a track off his latest EP, Kodak Flash. That was Bye Bye Baby. Jeff is also a founding member of The Connection, amongst a ton of other bands. The Connection did one of my favorite Halloween tracks from a few years back. It's A Monster's Holiday. Without giving away too many spoilers, that song may or may not have shown up in the Pop Rocks Radio Halloween playlist from last year.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
Yo, friends, check this out. Roscoe's the name, and they call me the king. Grandmaster of the chicken and the waffle thing. I said, now read my lips, and friends, don't miss a word. 'Cause the grandmaster's gonna give you the bird.
Who could forget the Roscoe's chicken and waffle rap from this week's Tuesday Movie of the Week on Wednesday? 1988's Tapeheads, starring John Cusack and Tim Robbins, and brought to us by the cult pop patron saint, Michael Nesmith, formerly of the Monkees. If anyone knew what it was like to be underestimated and over-sanitized by the industry, it was Nez. And he put his money where his weirdo was and brought us projects like this film, Repo Man, and his groundbreaking video release, Elephant Parts. Tapeheads is about two misfit friends, Ivan and Josh, played by Cusack and Robbins, who get fired from their security jobs and decide to follow their dreams of making music videos. With zero experience and tons of attitude, they dive headfirst into the weird world of underground media, sleazy promoters, and the somewhat ridiculous rock video culture of the late 1980s.
I need production value.
Well, what kind of production value did you have in mind for no money?
There's only one thing that adds real production value.
What's that?
Tits and ass.
Ivan and Josh worship the Swanky Modes, a band that no one remembers, but they swear should have been legends. Sound familiar? That's me, man. Every time I cue up music by Big Star or The Records or any of the dozens of bands we play who deserve so much more. Instead of following their dreams of making videos for supporting the Modes, they are forced to take jobs doing videos for bands like the Blender Children, played by our friends Lords of the New Church, fronted by today's featured artist, Steve Baters.
Problem? The guy's a wanker.
I brought you the seven best directors in the business.
Give me somebody who's gonna just push buttons, will you?
Dick, don't be a cunt.
Besides Steve, the cameos in this film are just crazy. Fishbone, Junior Walker, Jello Biafra, Weird Al, Dougie Fresh, and Nesmith himself. Oh, and a young Courtney Love who you just see in a flash in a video spanking a sleazy politician in a tutu. In the end, it's their absurd circumstances and pure DIY hustle that land our heroes a dream gig, bumping Menudo off a global satellite feed to broadcast the Swanky Modes to the world. Sure, they're probably headed to prison. But when they start dancing to their idols with zero regrets, it gets you right in the feels.
CIA?
No, FBI.
It's against the law to broadcast pornography. You boys should have read the Meese Commission reports before you tampered with the airwaves.
What?
You have the right to remain silent.
No fucking way!
Remember what we did to Jello Biafra?
Help!
Tapeheads feels a bit like an SNL sketch crossed with a college radio promo. Rough around the edges, deeply committed, and weirdly heartfelt. Like the best self-released 7-inch, it wins you over with passion, not polish. Tapeheads didn't win any awards, nor did it wow the critics, but that's kind of the point. Like the best underdog records, it stuck around because it meant something to the right people. Got a movie you think would go well with the show? Drop me a note and we'll give it some love.
So bad, so bad, so bad. I'm out of trouble, so stay clean, stay clean.
was Sydney's own hard-ons with appropriately titled What Would Stiv Bators Do? And before his death in 1990, that question was always on everyone's lips. And from the stories I've heard from those who knew him, the answer is literally anything. To me, Stiv Bators is one of those rare forces of nature who, love him or hate him, lived rock and roll in its purest form. Forever young, loud, and snotty. Well, that leads us to our first track from the talented Mr. Bators. Never mind. This is from his time with the Dead Boys from their second album, We Have Come For Your Children, in 1978. This lineup included Jeff Magnum, Johnny Blitz, Jimmy Zero, and of course Cheetah Chrome. This one is Flamethrower Love. Was born Stephen John Bator in Youngstown, Ohio, and became a punk pioneer with his band The Dead Boys. If you've never seen some of their legendary performances they did at CBGB in New York, do yourself a favor. The raw energy and charisma is undeniable. After blowing out his vocal cords, screaming through the punk era, then the demise of The Dead Boys in 1979, Stiv took a hard left turn, ditching the leather and diving headfirst into 60s-inspired power pop and recording with Greg Shaw and our friends at Bomb Records. Not everyone loved it, but it showed he wasn't just a one-note punk. He had hooks, charm, and a twisted kind of sweetness. This next track is Stiv's solo version of It's Cold Outside, a cover of the 1966 garage classic by The Choir. Less flamethrower, more jangly heartbreak, but just as Stiv.
We're
Steve relocated to London and recorded one album as part of the Wanderers called Only Lovers Left Alive in 1981. Dave Traguna and Steve then left to form Lords of the New Church with Brian James of The Damned and Nick Turner of The Barracudas. We have a track from The Barracudas coming up here as well. It's this band that we get to see in tape heads. This track is from their self-titled debut in 1982. This is called Livin' on Livin'.
Cradle to grave, changing captives to the deep sleeps of life. Those who dream well in slaves. And now, living on living, yeah, living on living, gotta run. There's the creatures of man, courts of sluggers fall. First you cowed and experiment, and then the terror called. I'm prowling in the streets behind a human face.
was Not That Way Anymore off LA Confidential, a collection of singles and unreleased sessions and demos put out by Bomp in 2004. That album has a funny story they have on their website that is connected with it. Apparently, a band named Crowbar Salvation was recording in the same studio at the same time when Stiv was recording for Bomp. Somehow, their tapes ended up with the batch done by Stiv, and when Greg Shaw was putting together the compilation, he mistook the Crowbar Salvation tapes for Stiv recordings and released them on the album as well. Crazy stuff. Not that long ago for the show, we watched the 2019 documentary Stiv, and the one thing that I walked away from that film was the love everyone had for him. In fact, the first-hand discussions I've had with folks that knew him well usually start with some unbelievably crazy story about some obnoxious thing that he did. And then, invariably, it's followed by, "I loved him dearly." I think I'll leave it right there. If you have someone you'd like to see us cover for our featured artist, please drop me a note in the comments.
All right, Cincinnati, it is time for this town to get down. You got Johnny. Dr. Johnny Fever, and I am burning up in here. What? We all in critical condition, babies. But you can tell me where it hurts, because I got the healing prescription here from the big KRP musical medicine cabinet. Now, I am talking about your 50,000-watt intensive care unit, babies. So just sit right down, relax, open your ears real wide, and say, "Give it to me straight, doctor. I can take it."
We mentioned Nick Turner earlier. This is his band, the Barracudas, though after he left the band and Terry Smith took over on drums. From their 1983 album, Meantime, this is Middle Class Blues.
Yeah.
More to come here on Pop Rocks Radio, but first, a word from our sponsor. But since we don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word. Hey, this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Summer is upon us, and that means summer music festivals are out in full swing. I'm here to tell you, you can skip most of them. Look, I realize that sounds a bit weird as we are fast approaching the 40th anniversary of Live Aid, and there are festivals that I think are great and you should certainly go if you get a chance. The Cruel World Festival in Pasadena back in May certainly comes to mind. But just think, for the $500 you'd be shelling out for a ticket alone, you can go see 10 to 15 club shows, spend money at the bar, buy some merch, and you could possibly be changing someone's life. Look, it's hard to be a musician. Labels aren't throwing money at most artists these days, so being a working musician means an endless hustle to continue to make our lives better with their art. So if you love what you hear, support what you love. Okay, back to the show. started that set with the new single from Andy Shepley and Paul Sherwood, known together as Nearly Skulls. That was Only in America from their new EP, Pax Americana. And we closed out that set with a song that I first heard, covered by the Minus Five. That was You Don't Mean It from The Possibilities from Athens, Georgia, from their 1999 self-titled debut.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare at hand, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity.
Easier to remember when you sing it, isn't it? This gentleman has a new album coming out, which just reminded me how many cool songs he already has in his catalog. His first two albums, his self-titled debut in 1982 and Field Day in 1983, are absolute classics. This one is from 1999's number 447. Here is Marshall Crenshaw with Television Light.
Walking all around the streets that we know. Tales to
That was the DBs with Amplifier from their 1981 album Repercussion. That was the last album before Chris Stamey left the group in 1982. Propeller Sound Recordings remastered that and re-released it last year. And I believe the DBs did a few shows to support that as well. Peter Holsapple, who wrote that track, is currently on tour supporting his new album, The Face of 68. We'll have something from that album on next week's show. Before that, we had the new single from Splitsville called A Glorious Lie. This is the second single from that album. We played Beth Steele on the last episode. Their album, Mob Town, will be out on Big Stir Records on July 18th.
Is there anyone out there who still isn't clear about what doing drugs does? Okay, last time. This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
I don't know about y'all, but to this day, when I fry eggs, I think of that silly commercial. Okay, time for one more set. Let's kick this one off with a track by Morley Bartnoff's band Cosmo Topper. We played this track a couple weeks ago, but the copy I had of the track admittedly did not sound great. Morley, cool guy that he is, went back into the studio with Mark Englert of Dramarama and they remastered this for us. I love this song, and I wanted to give it a proper airing this time. From 2001's Pure Fast Vibration, this is For the Time Being. That was Tamara Burke from her 2022 album Start at the End. I am really excited. She has new music coming out very soon. Also, if you're on Instagram, she does a one-minute video series where she's been playing her releases in order, and she talks about the stories behind the songs. She is really a remarkable artist. Her album, Good Times for a Change, was one of my favorites last year. I'm looking forward to see what she has in store for us. And before that, we had Miracle Bra from their debut album, Life on Planet Ertsnop, on Not Lame Recordings in 1998.
Hey,
and with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us again next time when we'll have more indie greatness to remind you why you love music in the first place. Given everything that's going on in the world, I thought it best today to close on love. And you should too. This is the new single from The Rallies. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. Be good, be weird, and we'll see you next time.
It's taking a life time to see. It's taking a life time for me. What we think's important will change, you'll see. What we take for granted we'll know to be. It's taking a life time for me. It's taking a life time to see. It's taking